The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is, and it's Wednesday, and it's the 2nd of September, and it's 7:06 in the morning, and it's Carl Bott. Good morning, my friends. How are you? Get up. It's hump day. You finish this day, and it's downhill to the weekend. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what a beautiful day yesterday and last night. I bet if you had the windows open, you woke up with icicles on your nose.
It was, well, not quite, but we're heading in that direction. 88 degrees for a high with a mix of clouds and sun today. Right around 60 degrees for a low in Reading as we head further into the week. That chance of showers has moved now to Friday when the high will be touching the 80s. But no, we're out of the triple digits. It certainly looks like the worst part of summer is behind us. We're not seeing a whole lot of rain in the extended forecast. Currently in Reading, it is 62 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a veteran-owned business. And right here in town, give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 62 degrees.
It's cool.
And last, you know what? This kind of goes into what's happening with a lot of things. Let's go talk about some of the stuff that's happening in our fair community here. On September 12th, Taste of Greece, presented by the Shasta Library Foundation, a unique evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, and live auction, dance to the music of the Pat Karch Quartet. Table sponsorships are available. Tickets available at the Friends Bookstore down at the Reading Library, and enjoy the store. This goes on to support a lot of things. There were 2.3 million visitors in the Reading Library last year. 630,000 items were circulated, more than 1,000 new library cards issued every month. You know, they do a lot of stuff down there at the library. And, yeah, you know, you get this thing.
Yeah, if you can get to the front door successfully.
Oh, now that's bad speak. Cancel. I have never had a problem going to the front door. And come on, you have to admit it. Can you walk in? Have you ever had a problem going to the library? Have you ever gone to the library?
I have had to walk around people. It's kind of like the downtown post office. But it's not as bad as some people say, but
well,
it's certainly
you know what?
No,
today, I went down and anyway, the point is that we support the library.
Now, Yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about. See, and so what you said there was kind of like, oh, like you can't get in. Of course you can get in. Obviously, 2.3 million people got in last year. That's a lot of people. Anyway, but these library resources aren't free. You know, you need to pay to keep things up, keep the latest in there. I mean, you can get things in there like piano. You can go in and play the piano a couple hours a month.
Okay, wait a minute. You said 2.3, so I assume that 2.3 visitors, not many of them repeats because.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not saying all. It did not say unique
not
visitors.
Unique visitors.
They're not unique visitors, but then, you know, if I go two or three times to the library a year, yeah. I have my library card.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it raises money, but you know, it does. It's purchased books for kids. It helped 113 adults gain literacy skills. You know what? If you can teach them to read, how cool is that? You know, for people out there to get them jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that's on the 12th, so you can everybody go out and help. Now, on the 11th, the candlelight ceremony out to City of Shasta Lake for our Never Forget for 9/11. A beautiful, beautiful ceremony. You can get dinner out there at 6:30. Well, it's, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and that. 7:30, the program happens, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, candlelight ceremony.
And,
right
of course,
there.
The Lions Club, giant flag ceremony, daybreak, 9/11, Friday. Be there, yeah, be square.
Might, you know what? We just might be there. I'll have to give those guys a call. I know you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing
and also
sound
on
like
September 19th, which is coming up quick, Cowboy Up, Think Pink. This is to get your pink on. Join us at the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed. They've got not only is it a steak feed, they've got silent auctions and all types of things going on, and raffles and everything there. 5 o'clock, the gates open, 6 p.m. dinner, 7 p.m. entertainment and dancing. Sponsorships are available, as are individual tickets. What else we have here? Oh, today. You know what? If you've got any time today, you need to go out to Shasta College in the theater there, from 12:32, they're having the Hunting Ground. It's about colleges, universities, and sexual assaults on campus. And this is presented by the District Attorney's Office here in Shasta County, and Shasta College is having that. And if you've got kids that are getting ready to go to school, if you've got kids in school, you may want to go see this. 1 in 4 students are sexually assaulted.
They had an interesting story on NPR, and one of the And I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because it certainly does, but one of the problems is that from study to study, the parameters of what constitutes an assault tend to vary. For instance, they were talking about one set of studies in which something as minor as breaking up and calling her a bad name during the breakup constituted an assault, which is a pretty broad
but
definition.
But you remember what Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget said. Now, these are people laying hands on the other person.
When the contact takes place, that's
it's one thing to say something. It's another thing to actually touch somebody, you know, in a sexually But, you know, the other thing, too, is that one of the things they talk about is, you know, you've got colleges, people go off to college, universities, drink, or they use drugs. And this just opens up a person. It drops their defenses, whether it's male or female. If you get drunk enough, you can't, you know, it's difficult to say no. And you can say that, oh, well, he should have asked or she should have asked, but I was just too drunk to, you know, then it becomes, if they're too drunk to give an answer or a credible answer, I mean, you know, the answer, of course, is no, you don't do anything like that. You know, a man doesn't touch a woman like that, or a woman doesn't touch a man, or men touching men or women touching
women. What combination?
Women. You know what? You know, the whole thing is very confusing to me. But no means no.
But men and women aren't allowed terms anymore. Remember that university?
Oh, let me pull that one up. Yeah, and you know, Washington State.
Male
you know,
and
oh, you can't
no
use that male
terms.
And female. You can't use male and female. You can't use illegal alien. Oh, there are other things. There's a school in England that will not allow people to clap. You know, in class, you know, because clapping causes anxiety for some people. So, you know, you can no longer applaud at the end of a speech or something like that. No. It causes anxiety. So, oh, no. I've got these things. I'm going to find them, and we're going to go through them, because it is absolutely ludicrous about the things you can't do.
One of George Lucas's earliest films was called THX-1138. It's considered a cult classic, and it is a society that lives to serve the machine. They are all drugged, very similar looking, all, you know, very androgynous. Are we not almost there?
No, we're not even close to there. Come on.
But I mean, they're
look at us. Are we androgynous?
But look at our up and coming college. Look at where these kids are having their heads filled with this mush.
Okay, now there's a problem, because you know, when you're starting to tell people that, oh, no, you can't talk like that, or you can't say these words, it's not real. It's absolutely not real in what's happening in our, you know, in our lives. Because you go out there and say, okay, you can't use the word man and woman. You can't use that word. And the or male and female. Now, when you go out to get a job and you tell your boss that, you know, you might have a tough time saying, well, you know what, I don't think you should describe me as this job as being for a male, or you can't describe me as a male. In fact, you should even take it off your list of things there, you know, when you're filling out paperwork, because it makes no difference. I just have a problem.
Well, Facebook has what, 27 or 28 different ways to define your sexual identity, including none of the above.
None of the above. I haven't hit that one yet. Hey, what I am going to do, though, is...
It's all pansexuals now.
Excuse me?
What? You're just going into it today, aren't you?
Ludicrous.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by friends at Sleep Number. Thank God. Get you off this. Hey, Sleep Number. It's made in America. It's rated as number one mattress, you know, adjustable mattress in America right here. With the dual air technology, you can have one Sleep Number setting. My Sleep Number setting is 45, and your partner can have a different one. In this case, Linda has a Sleep Number setting of 40. Trish Clark has a Sleep Number setting of 55. How do I know that? Because she says that on the show here. Not only that, but right now, you're saying, well, you know what, gosh, you know, I just can't afford it because I just know because they're that good, I probably can't afford it. Well, wrong. Not so fast. Right now, there's a Labor Day limited edition beds on sale, the biggest sale of the year, say 50%. That's right, 50%. You just need to go on down to the Target Shopping Center, go down and see Brian and Janice at the Sleep Number store, and they are going to put you on a bed and let you really feel what it's like. I've never slept better than I do on this Sleep Number bed. I can tell you that. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, look for the Sleep Number store over there by the bottom shop. And they will take care of you. They're going to see just how well you can sleep. How much is that worth? Right now you can save 50%. We'll be right back after these messages. Call Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, 7:18 in the morning here. 62 degrees, going up to 87. Is that great today? What a beautiful, beautiful day it's going to be. We'll be right back talking about the most absurd things banned on politically correct college campuses. Why our water use by the city of Reading has gone down 26%, which is good, but it could have been 44% if it wasn't for one part of the Reading city government. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand at $250 and a high hand at $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RedingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Bridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Have you ever wanted to be in the spotlight? The Cascade Theater is holding an open casting call for its spring production of the musical Mary Poppins. It's the delightful show about everyone's favorite practically perfect nanny. Singers and dancers aged 7 and up are invited to try out at the Cascade September 11th through the 13th. Information and appointment scheduling is online at cascadebackstage.org/auditions or 243-8877.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:21 in the morning here on September the 2nd. Good morning, my friends. 62 degrees out there, going up to 87 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and I hope you're doing well out there. All right, a couple of things that happened at City Council last night, but a couple other things, too, that we're talking about. But one, I wrote a blog. It's been on Facebook and all this, and it was about our none of our political elected leaders made it to that MIAP, you know, send-off. You can't believe how many phone calls and people coming up to me, minions, or the minion himself, or the, whoever it is. Oh, I didn't know about it. Oh, and you know what? I know these people. I like these people. You know, and I thoroughly am glad we have people elected that represent us. Don't come to me whining that you didn't know about something. You know what? Listen to the show. You'll know about most of the veteran stuff that comes on, or a lot of other things. I mean, my God, we go through 1,000 things a week saying what's going to happen. We have the people on that are putting it on. We do all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm just not saying just listen to us. I'm sure it's on a couple other stations, too. But to come up to me and say, well, you know, we didn't know, how are we supposed to know this? Get off your ass. Start reading the paper. Start calling people. You know, this is your job. So because every time, and I've decided, every time there's an event that there's veterans or something to do with veterans, I'm going to be there, or one of my reps are going to be there, and we're just going to see who's there. And then I'm going to put it in the paper. I'm going to put it in the – I'll put it on the radio station. I'm just going to do it. And if you don't like that, then find a way to have somebody there. My God, border supervisors, you've got a man you pay. Chester County Veteran Service Officer. He ought to know what's going on. So don't call me and complain, or write to me on Facebook. Don't write to me on these things and complain that you don't know. You've got a guy that you pay to do nothing but take care of veterans. And he should be that. In fact, he's going to be here today at 8 o'clock. Ask him. Ask him what's going on. He's there at the events. Maybe you should ask him. And other people. You know, I mean, all levels here of our elected government. Why aren't they there? Oh, I didn't know. Well, then maybe you need to make a phone call and find out. All right. Water use in Reading. You know, everybody's been saying Reading. Oh, no, Reading, we're just, you know what? The city government's, you know, is messing up here, and they're wasting water. Well, not so fast there, Kemosabe. It appears that the water use by the city itself is down 26%. It would be down over 40% from 2013, same time, you know, the year, if it wasn't for REU. REU is up 46% over 2013, and those are the 2 years used, 2013, 2015. Why do you think REU is up?
In water use?
Yes. 46% up.
I never thought of electricity and water as being good playmates.
Well, you've got to kick in the plants to make electricity, and it takes water to cool them.
All right.
Because there's less hydroelectric this year going through because of, you know, the lake levels, they've got to pump more water to use to cool down the generators. That's what it says in the paper.
All right.
That'd be something to ask REU. But, you know, yeah, that makes sense. So if REU's up 46 or 47%, if it wasn't for REU, the city overall would be down. Their use would be down 46%. So now it's only 26%.
But the state will hammer us anyway.
Yeah, REU is up over 45%. Yeah, but statewide, you know, we're still saying, well, you've got to be down this much. Now, the other part of that goes on is how do you cut back? How do you have REU drop the amount of water they're using? Is by cutting back on the power you use. So in other words, didn't you go back into the turn off electricity? Blah 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 blah. Now, there was a great letter in there that said, well, wait a minute, why doesn't REU really take a good look at solar? Because REU is fighting solar, you know, because solar means that they don't call, you know, you still have to hook up to them. You still have to have the ability to give people power if the sun doesn't shine. But the people on solar don't pay for that. On the other hand, that if you have a lot of people on solar, then you have, you know, a lot less, you know, pull on electricity, especially during the summer when it's all the stuff's going on. Except that most of the solar can't handle the air conditioning.
Well, it's like our roads. We're being forced, you know, extorted into buying little cheap, delicate cars that don't burn any fuel. But, oh, the roads are falling apart because we don't have the fuel tax. Now we're going to slap another tax on you to pay for the roads that nobody can afford to drive on.
Well, that's true. But that's why. Oh, no, it's not going to be a tax. What they're going to do is put a GPS on their...
And track your moves and charge your...
Well, that's the... You know, they're doing it in Oregon, and right now it's voluntary. But the senator who's doing that, and he's volunteering himself for it, said, oh, it's just a matter of time, which is what we're going to do. Because obviously we're not making enough money on gas tax, because all these people have actually done what we wanted them to do, is they bought cars that use a lot less gas. The air is getting cleaner. But we're not making any money to keep the roads going. So now we have to find another way of taking money from the people. And if you don't think minimum wage is $15 minimum wage isn't being pushed by the government so they can get more money, you're crazy.
The frog in the pot goes up another degree.
The government does makes more money for them. Anything except solar. Solar costs the government money. They don't like that. Things that are weird in our school system. What can I say? There's so many things. I don't even know where to start. How about this? The spelling and grammar at this University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. While some crusaders of political correctness may seek to ban offensive words from our vernacular, others begin to attack correct grammar. A UCLA professor, Val Rust, thought he was just doing his job by correcting the spelling and grammatical errors he found in his students' papers in a graduate-level class. Okay? This isn't a graduate-level class. But when the students got their papers back, some of them alleged that the spelling and grammar corrections were a form of microaggression. Okay, microaggression. Oh, have you been hearing about microaggression? Does anybody have you heard about microaggression? Microaggression, these little things like, not overtly, but just little acts of aggression that take down people against the students, some of whom were minorities. The offended students claim that the spelling and grammar corrections were a part of hostile campus climate for students of color because your English and your punctuation was corrected in a graduate-level paper. Now, graduate-level paper, let's say graduate-level means you've graduated from college. Yeah. Now you're into, like, master's and Ph.D. stuff, and you're making mistakes on your paper. Okay, it's possible. It's possible you could do that. But then this gets better. They argued that the professor's corrections of their incorrect spelling and grammar were themselves incorrect because they were perceived grammatical choices that in actuality reflect ideologies.
Oh, Lord. I'm
not making this up, okay? I gave you names. I told you what it was at. What?
My brother-in-law is an engineer for Honeywell. They do a lot of government contract work, and they have to document everything. Well, this new crop of kid engineers out of the schools start writing their reports using, like, textees. These are legal documents that have to stand up in a court of law, and these idiots can't understand why you have to use correct spelling, punctuation, and words and not take shortcuts because vagueness...
LOL on it, right.
Yeah.
Okay, some students were so offended by having their grammar and spelling corrected that they staged a sit-in to protest the class. 25 students sat in a graduate class and disrupted Professor Russ's planned lecture by reading a group letter aloud. The letter claimed that the grammar and spelling corrections were creating an unsafe climate for students of color.
No.
While reading the anti-grammar letter, one student protested and began to cry. I'm tired and it hurts so much, she said. Okay, now my three-year-old grandson was when he lost his binky, laid down on the floor and said, it hurts, it hurts. He didn't cry, though. Okay, after the anti-grammar protest, Professor Russ sent a letter to the faculty explaining his spelling correction, saying, "I have attempted to be rather thorough on the papers and are particularly concerned that they do a good job with their bibliographies and citations, and these students apparently don't feel that is appropriate." You know, I've got to eat more of these, but I'm not going to say it's for a later day.
My mouth is...
I mean, can you believe that?
Drooping in astonishment. I shouldn't be astonished.
I'm not even going to go into the statue of a man in tidy whities at Wellesley College. What happened there? But I will at some point. Hey, everybody. It's 7:31 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for over 70 years and in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. That's right, top 100 hospitals in the nation, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Treating people well. That's what they do. That's their brag. And you know what? They live up to it. Shasta Regional Medical Center do so much for our community, do so much for our people, and keeping people well and on the street. All right, and on the road, I should say, on the road. 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439. Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is working today in a different location. 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. 62 degrees out there, going up to 87 today. It's going to be beautiful days the next couple of days. In the 80s, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, a veteran-owned business, as is Shasta Gas Propane, and Espresso Joe's with coffee, and it's going to be getting cooler, so you're getting your coffee again, but they also have cold drinks because it'll be in the 90s later on this week. Veterans always get discounts in Espresso Joe's. You know, beer, wine, anything you can possibly imagine over in Espresso Joe's for drinking. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's just simply outstanding. All of this tobacco and brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business, like I said. Hey, I'm here with Allison Buist.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get close?
Yeah.
Of Westside Wines.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we were there Friday night.
Yeah.
That was a rocking affair.
Yeah.
This is a wine place. People are supposed to sit down there and sip their wines, maybe a little cheese and all this. No, people rocking in there.
Kind of turn it upside down, yeah.
It was like parties, bachelorette parties or something going on in there. I don't know. I'm not sure, but
we did
I was
have
propositioned
a large group,
twice,
yeah.
and that was with Linda. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. No, it was really a nice place. Tell us about the place.
So we have a little smaller space than I would like for music and events like that. We have about 1,000 square feet. We do a lot of private events such as parties, bachelorette parties. No, not really. We do a lot of private tasting groups. We do engagement parties. We do bridal showers. And then along with we do private chef pairings. And then we do sommelier-led classes, which a lot of people are kind of starting to know us for. But on the daily, we have a tasting bar Wednesday through Saturday. I pick 6 new wines every week. You can come in, build your own tasting flight, wine by the glass, by the bottle. We do little cheese pairings and small plates to kind of accompany the wines. It's hard to sit down and drink a bottle or a couple glasses without a little something to munch on and complement the wine. So,
One of those little spittoons there.
So we
do. You swish around your mouth, you can spit into the spittoon.
We have two, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just love that. You know?
A lot of people aren't really, I think, subjected to the expectorating process.
The expectorating process.
So
Do you see that very much anymore?
No.
Okay.
Use it more than anyone, I think.
Oh, this is bad. Spit it out. Now, I'm a Marine, though. We never spit out.
Right.
No. There's no alcohol that we spit out. It's got to be really bad. Is it my imagination? Are we exploding in wine?
Yes.
Here in, it's not my imagination. We are exploding up here in Northern California in wine.
Yes.
We
Everywhere.
Have a viticultural area up here, at least two of them that I know of,
mm-hmm.
in this Northern California region.
Right.
That is just, we ought to be in the Wine Spectator. We ought to be in all these places that people come down here and visit and take tours. We should have tours
right.
of these places that people, Bob, put this down as a note. We're going to put an ad in the Wine Spectator. We're going to advertise tours of the Northern California viticultural areas with tastings and going from wine place to wine place.
Okay, I'll put the seat back in my
Jeep. Not only that, I can put some seats in the back of the truck. And we can put them up downtown in motels where it's kind of cheap. Okay, maybe
it's
not
a great
that.
Idea.
But, but I am serious about this. We have an area up here now.
Right.
And enough experts
uh-huh.
that we should be able to start pulling people in here.
Well, I mean, with Manton being an AVA and then Inwood Valley's an AVA as well, we have that draw. There's 16, I think, bonded wineries in the Manton area. I think the transportation issue is an issue to get people up there. We don't really have shuttle services available.
That road down there to Manton, I mean, on a motorcycle, I'm dragging my pegs going around corners down there.
Yeah.
So you need to have
Well,
it does no good
after
they've been through like 12 wineries. Are going to then be giving them throw up bags on the way out or something.
Yes,
or you just go to Red Bluff. And
yeah,
well, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
You can bring them in through Red Bluff and do it that way.
Yeah, but the Shasta Wine Village. I don't know what the time frame on that is, but that's going to bring everybody
has been fighting. I tell you what, he's been fighting really hard to get all that finished there, just like you know, several other places have been fighting to get permits. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, frankly, that's something that's completely different to talk about. But I see as one of the things that will help boost the economy here.
Oh, definitely.
People like you, you know, that what you all need is a wine confederation. I mean, no, I mean, of y'all putting it together. And I mean, there are people. Look at Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the money down there. And based on what? Wine.
And
you can't even serve food on their properties on there. I think that's the rule. You've got to go someplace else to eat. Where up here, you can actually put a restaurant on the properties and have that happen.
Right.
So
I think also because we're not really known for being a wine region, and we haven't really been, there's a lot of amendments that have to happen as far as the city goes to cater to the tasting room or the winery type business, because there is no precedent for businesses like that. And so they're having to. I know when I opened my tasting room, they had to create a subcategory for me because they said that there was nothing like that. So,
well, that's interesting, because there's other tasting rooms before you started yours, though,
which is confusing to me, but I think
maybe it's the area or something.
They went along the lines of restaurant or beer and wine license or wine retail or something like that. There's different ways to go around it, but
well, if there's a way to put a block in front of you, the city will find it.
They found, yeah.
They'll find it. I mean,
you
know,
they'll bury you in paperwork till you go away and leave them alone.
If they're not sure, though, they just, a lot of times, I'm sure what they do is, well, they're still paying me every 2 weeks. I don't really have to find an answer to this.
Yeah, definitely.
We whacked. Oh, but they just got a 2% raise, which would be greatly appreciated by the mid-level management from what it said. Okay, that's another subject that we won't talk about. We're here with Allison Buist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's
okay. It's a tricky one.
It is. Where did you get that? Buist. Where's that? What's that?
I got it from my husband. I don't know. I believe it's German.
German. Okay. Uh-huh. I could see that. Okay. So we're talking about Westside Wines.
Yes.
And it's down there on off of
Buenaventura.
Buenaventura.
On the lower part.
Right, you know, it's out there as you're getting close to the 273, but you're there in a mini mall,
mm-hmm.
or a strip mall,
Gateway
but
Plaza,
and you're there next to the spas and the barbecue,
Spa and barbecue, yeah. And Sheer Heaven,
all that right there.
We've got, yeah.
And you've got a nice place.
Oh, thank you.
It really is a nice place.
Thank you.
Okay, so people can book it for parties.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing a lot of events. I've already have two Christmas parties booked, which is great. I have a retirement party next week. So we do all sorts of stuff. I rent the space out pretty often, which is nice because we're closed 3 days a week. So to kind of, it gets 30, 40 people in there that have never heard of me. So it's the best advertising I can do.
Well, there's other ways to do that, too.
Yes.
If you want to have a party there, you can do light hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
And I've seen you. The other night we were there, I saw you fixing sandwiches. And
yeah, we do a couple. Kind of our kitchen space is so limited, but there's a lot you can do with a panini press and a toaster oven and a crock pot.
There
so
you go.
We do. I have a gentleman, Andy, that has been taking over the food program, and he goes to farmer's market every week. Figs and peaches are fresh and local this week, so he did a prosciutto fontina grilled peach panini, and then he did a steak and blue cheese and fresh fig crostini, so
pretty good.
Yeah.
So you can do that. So you can have a little heavier stuff there if you want to stay for a while.
Definitely.
Okay. So you can set up flights of wine, and you get six new wines every week, or
I pull six new wines every week to put on the tasting flight. You can pick which four you want. Construct your own tasting list. Everything's available by the glass, by the bottle. I always have Chardonnay and Champagne chilled too.
Okay. Now you said you have a class for what? Some.
Oh, we do. We do sommelier led classes.
Led classes.
Led classes.
Okay. Now,
yes.
When you pick these wines out every week, do you ever pick a clunker?
Have you ever been?
I mean, come on. They can't all be good.
Well, I don't necessarily prefer all of the wines that we pour. every week, but that's what's fun about wine. There's a variety, so it's going to appeal to someone. But not really, because I buy all of the wines.
Oh, so you know what you know what
I
you like. You know it's good
all of
on
the
your
wines.
Hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's okay. Well, I understand that then.
It's a hard job.
Oh, it is. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's a rough deal.
Okay, now when are you open?
We open 5 o'clock, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're open till 10, except for Wednesday, we close at 9.
What's the phone number down there?
530-722-6082.
They're on Bonaventura.
1872 Bonaventura.
It's down in the strip mall toward the end, toward 273. It's a very friendly place. It's open. There's a lot of things going on there. Allison's great people, and they've come up with some really good things. And, again, it's part of the wine industry right here in Redding and Northern California. That's starting to boom. Manton up in the Inwood Valley. I promise you this, if Anselmo hadn't been fought so hard on that, I'm not saying that he didn't bring some of it on, but if he hadn't been fought so hard on that,
yeah,
we would have had a lot more. Now, supposedly the people up there right now want to put in another 150 acres of grapes. They want to sell. They want to bring in more people. We'll see what happens with that.
Great. Yeah.
But there's no reason that this region up here, Allison, that doesn't turn into a really a place where a destination spot for people to come from wine.
Right. And the wine sprawl in the last 10 years has just taken over California. I mean, you think of places where you never expect to see wine grapes. Like Temecula is the biggest new booming wine region. People are doing tours and weddings, and they have like 300-something proposed wineries in the next 6 years. It's just crazy. So we could easily achieve that.
And
I don't know about 300.
Temecula pretty much sucks out there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever been to Temecula. I used to live close to Temecula. There was nothing there. You could have bought 40 acres for $100 back in 1974.
Which is why they're thriving right now, because the space was so available.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was living down there, I think Callaway Wines was like one of two or three starting, and now you can't throw a grape out hitting a winery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right. We got to take a break. Thanks very much, Allison.
You're welcome.
And this portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Give them a call for any type of jewelry you can possibly imagine, plus the only trained watch repairman in all of Redding, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
A bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old...
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row, and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning. It's 10 minutes till 8. 63 degrees. Going up to 87 today.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. You liking that, huh, Bad Bob?
A little funk in the back. The back catalog there.
Chester Goat Gas Propane. Brings us to weather reports. Like I said, 63 degrees right now, going up to 87. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful day. 10 minutes till 8 here at the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Holiday Harbor. We're going to go down there Thursday afternoon and get a party boat, patio boat. You know what? That's my favorite boat down there. First of all, it's got everything you need. It's got shade, barbecue, cooler, seats, and a bathroom. Everything you need. To be on the water, you know, and it's stable. You can drive, around, and the water is absolutely glass smooth out there. So we're gonna go out there, spend 3 or 4 hours out there. Pop and I'll be doing some fishing, and the girls will be talking, and we'll have something out there. Anyway, the Holiday Harbor. Give them a call 238-238-8383. They're gonna be closing down in a few weeks, my friends. Enjoy the water while you can. They've got great prices out there. A lot of discounts on things. You know, use it. There's more water now than it was last year, 30 feet higher than it was last year. 238-2383. Okay. Last night, City Council, they voted 4-1 for raises for our mid-management staff. I know. At the same time, well, you know, I look at it like this. They should, you know, I wonder what, you know, I guess we could look it up and come up with the median the median salary for the staff. I'm talking about mid-level management staff there, and compare it to everybody else in the city.
I think it's probably going to be at least $49,000.
No, I'm talking about management.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about management, and I'm not talking about everything else, but management there. And I wonder what that is compared to the rest of the city. I mean, I think the city of Reading is something like somebody said 49 to 50,000.
Yeah,
and that's a lot. That's two income, you know, families out there. And the average, you know, and what's the average of the management at the city? It's got to be over 100,000, I would imagine. I mean, you've got Kurt Starman's up there at, gosh, what, 300,000 when you count everything in, but what, 180,000 maybe? Somebody said it's $1,000 a minute.
You get. I'm kind of.
I mean, $1,000 an hour. I'm sorry, not a minute.
You want qualified people. There's a lot of demand for the qualified people.
That's true.
You don't want somebody in there who's working a minimum wage job and saying this is what you're going to, you know, because they're going to go someplace else that's offering more money.
But will they? If you're making $11,000 a month in Redding, California, and you've got a home, you've got good schools, you've got a beautiful area here, I mean, is it just money? I mean, if it's just money, then they're. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, there's a certain ambiance to this town.
Yeah.
And to be here that you've got. And $11,000 you can live on, I mean, a month.
I would certainly hope.
Not $11,000 a year. But $11,000 a month you could live on.
There's people trying to live on $11,000 a year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are. There are people that are paying taxes that are living on that. Okay, you know, they're paying sales tax and all those things. So it is hard. So because you do want good people, and I know the people there. And they are good people. They're working hard. They're trying. But here's what vision have we seen? Where is our city going in 5 years? Is there a vision of where our city's going? And who's supposed to put that together? Is it the city manager and the staff? Or is it the city council? But who says in 5 years this is what the river, this is what the river should look like? This is what our town should look like? But we just talked about wine.
Yeah,
wine is exploding. The wine industry is exploding in this part of this region of the state, and the city and the county are still fighting people to give them permits.
Yeah,
what is wrong with these people?
Our bid to become a manufacturing hub and commerce hub has failed miserably. Stillwater is still a wasteland. It still has cows grazing. We've sold it to a local company. We were going to have people knocking on our door from all over the world.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So what have we got left? We have our natural beauty of this area that keeps a lot of people here who would be otherwise leaving. We need to capitalize that, and we need to do the wineries. We need to do the touristy things. Because
we need to do it all.
Yeah.
We need to do it all.
Reading needs to be more. I think it was back in the 90s that Gallagher, the comedian, came to town. He says, from what I can see, this is the elephant graveyard where old people come to die. And that's not how I want my town defined.
Well, I don't think it's that. But I think back, Gallagher. Is he still on? Anyway, but here's the thing. On Friday, we're having either Mark LaSalle or Hope Seth from the Economic Development Group that are coming in here. They just opened up the incubator. Just opened up the incubator right here in town. And they've already got two or three businesses in there. I can't wait to talk to them about things that are happening, things that are happening now. But anything, we should pay, you know what? We should give bonuses to our staff in the city who get somebody through the process in less than 30 days. And the county. Hey, these people started, they wanted to start their business. They walked in with a blank sheet of paper. Guess what? They've got their permits and everything. They paid their money, and they're out of here in 30 days. Wow. Wow. Why can't we do that? How about outsourcing parts of it? You know, if we're backed up on engineering, let's outsource the engineering then until we catch up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with outsourcing? Does anybody even look at that? The only time they ever did a study on this was for the parks and recreation here. And they said, oh, no, it's a lot cheaper to use our own people to do the cleaning of the parks and cutting the grass. I don't understand how they figured that out, because it seems like anybody you've got working for the city, even at a certain rate of, you know, pay, that you still got to pay for their health and their dental and their retirement. I mean, how could that, I mean, and I know a lot of people out there that would mow and blow this place, you know.
Maybe they use a lot of seasonals. By the way, remember we started off the show talking about this. That was the district attorney's office reminding people about the hunting ground tonight.
Don't forget that. That's today at 12:30. Thank
today,
you.
Yeah.
But we talked about it this morning. We'll talk about it again at 8 o'clock, the hunting ground out at Shasta College from 12:30 to 2. I think I'm going to try and make that out there. I really do. Because I want to see what this looks like so I can talk about it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting. Now, led by Missy MacArthur, dun 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 dun, the council voted. No, I mean this in a good sense.
Okay.
I saw Miss yesterday. We hugged. You know what? I like every one of those
city
people.
Council's an easy target to
well,
be on.
It is. You know what? And these people, you know what? Whether you agree with them or not, they put themselves out there, and they have their own vision of the city. Here's Kristen Schrader, who I think has made horrendous decisions on some things. But she's putting together a plan to do something with the homeless question. You know what? And she raised money not from the city to do it. You know, applause for Kristen Schrader for doing that. I can't wait to see what that plan's going to be. But here's Missy, and she got the council to roll in on this. They voted 5-0 to have the body cameras for the police. A test begin within 6 months. They want a plan to come back out, and they want a test case, put it on 4 or 5 officers. Now, here's what I think about this. It's going to cost us $300,000. Paletti's already said that, to do that. Here's the thing. California Highway Patrol is doing it right now. L.A. Police Department is doing it right now. Why don't we wait just a couple months to see where they are with this? Because part of it is, oh, we turn on the cameras when we're getting ready to do something. Wrong. Either, you know what, the police, when it should be just like the light bar. When that light bar comes on, the dash cam comes on. Maybe it should be when they step out of that car, the camera comes on.
But then are we not becoming, you know, people want it to account for every move the cops make.
That's
and
right.
And then scream about, oh, we're a surveillance state.
Okay,
make up your mind.
But here's the thing is, if the police can turn it on and turn it off when they want, then people are going to scream about
that.
It
invalidates
the whole thing. And some places say, oh, you can't use, they don't want them to use the camera when they write the reports. Because the reports in the whole thing is there are so many policies that have to be made, and Schrader was right. We have no policy yet. What's the policy for doing this? I don't know. All right. Hey, we come back. We're with Mac McCraw, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Let's find out what's going on with our veterans. And, in fact, maybe it'll help our elected politicians find out what's going on with veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Senate Democrats have rallied the 34 votes they need to keep the Iran nuclear deal alive in Congress.
Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland has become the crucial 34th senator to pledge her support for the Iran nuclear agreement. The move is a major foreign policy victory for President Obama, who now has the votes he needs to uphold his promised veto of a measure to reject the Iran deal. Most Senate Republicans have said they would vote against the deal signed by Iran, the U.S., and five other world powers.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. U.S. businesses added jobs at a steady pace last month, with construction and manufacturing showing solid gains, according to a private survey from ADP. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the market seems to be holding its own despite some gyrations in the financial markets.
The job market is doing well and producing lots of jobs in all corners of the country. Industries, company sizes, as you can see from the ADP data.
And the payroll processor ADP says a business has added 190,000 jobs last month. News that's been going over well on Wall Street since the opening bell. Right now with a Dow up about 100 points. In northern Illinois, while authorities there continue to conduct a manhunt in and around the village of Fox Lake, some 60 miles north of Chicago, the three men wanted in the slaying of a police officer, Sergeant Christopher Cavelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Office.
Residents need to keep a watchful eye, you know, and report any suspicious activity.
After the murder of 52-year-old Joseph Gliniski yesterday, Caitlin Kelly was among those who lined the streets holding up signs saying, "Police Lives Matter."
Because there's been so many police shootings and too many people are just dying, and it's just senseless.
Federal agencies, SWAT teams, and 48 police dogs are helping in that search. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Police in El Salvador say that violence involving street gangs left more than 900 people dead just last month.
The National Police Chief Mauricio Ramirez said the high number of deaths was very worrying. He said they were due to an increase in clashes between street gangs and the security forces and to the gangs fighting each other. Mr. Ramirez said that more than 60 members of the security forces were killed during this period.
And that report today coming from the BBC's Candice Pietschi reports that the government is also planning measures to rehabilitate gang members in some cases, if possible. It would appear, according to one survey, that Americans are warming up to the idea of a possible hike in the federal gasoline tax. Meanwhile, gasoline prices continue their downward slide. Yesterday, crude oil prices in the international markets losing $3.79 a barrel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. There are new calls for the airlines to be a little more open about exactly what their fees are, all the small print, before a customer commits to buy a ticket.
Airlines should be required to disclose change and cancellation fees and the size of their seats before a customer buys a ticket. That according to a Transportation Advisory Committee, which has sent those recommendations to the Federal Trade Commission. The panel stopped short of calling for minimum space requirements per passenger. Some safety experts have complained that the shrinking space between seats on airliners interferes with evacuations in the event of an emergency.
This correspondent Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. The parents of the San Francisco woman who was fatally shot by a man in the country illegally filed legal claims against San Francisco and federal officials. Yesterday, the family alleges that the Bureau of Land Management ranger left his loaded service weapon in a backpack in plain view in his car when the gun was stolen back in June. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Linda is working in another location today. 8:06 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, chat room. Hello, the Netherlands. Hello, Jarheads and Sun Golds and Sun Gods. What's the weather look like? You know what? I'm gonna put on my radio voice in here right here. Hippy dippy weatherman, Bad Bob.
I am a professional, thank you. 66 degrees and riding right now, sun and clouds mix. The high will be right around 90. Overnight low at 60 and abundant sunshine for tomorrow. Temperature dropping into the mid-80s. And by the time we hit Friday, we have a chance, a small one, but still a chance for some rain in Reading. And again, 66 degrees, a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. I tell you what, veteran-owned business, and it's an award-winning veteran-owned business, right here in town. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night at Wind River Resort and Casino in the Elements Lounge, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Linda's going to be singing with her band. Not only that, she's got two guest artists, Joe Larson, who's just a virtuoso on the trombone, and Joe Catania, who's going to be singing some favorites and duets there with Linda. Great place to go to. Great place to have a good dinner, a great dinner, very fair prices, very good prices, in fact. All of this at Wind River Resort and Casino and Elements Lounge, but you're going to probably need reservations. In fact, you will need reservations. 243-3377. It's going to be a big night. A lot of people there. Linda's parents are in town, so we're going to be whooping it up that way because they are two of the most partying 80-year-olds that I've ever met. You laugh. Try to keep up with them. Anyway, all this Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday night from 7 to 9. Okay. I got a call from the district attorney's office and followed quickly by appearance by the Reading Chief of Police, Chief Rob Paletti, and thank God they weren't linked. Or I would probably have been arrested by now. District attorney's office, I just want to remind everybody, the hunting ground today at Shasta College from 12:30 to 2 p.m. If you get a chance, go to this. This is a documentary about sexual assaults on campus. If you've got kids in school or getting ready to go to school, you probably want to go see this because it talks about 1 in 4 students are sexually assaulted in college, universities. This is just, when you think about this, it's absolutely a scary thing. If you're sending your daughter off to school knowing she's got a 25% chance some guy's going to lay hands on her or girl, because this sexual assault goes all different directions now.
Yeah, why aren't these schools focusing on that instead of filling the heads with there's no such thing as men and women?
We're going to have a show just on kind of things like that. But this is today. Let's not lose sight of what we're supposed to be doing here. The Hunting Ground, Shasta College from 12:30 to 2:00. It's free. It's free, and they're going to. I think they're going to have some people there to answer questions afterwards. Put on by the District Attorney's Office here in Shasta County and Shasta College. Okay, during the break, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty came in here. He took out his nightstick and he thumped me, and he said he said that the cameras don't automatically turn on with the light bar. You know, it only records the front of the camera, not the front of the car. I know that. I said that part of the way you've got to work it out is when these cameras come on. And by the way, the chief's going to be on next Wednesday, a week from today, and we're going to discuss this ad nauseum. But there's got to be such a way is that the cameras come on, and if they shall be turned on by the officer himself. You know, when you're going out to do something like to arrest somebody or in that situation, I can't help but think that this is going to have a huge learning curve. Because he's getting out of the car, he or she getting out of the car, they're getting into violence there, you know, there's something going on there. You know, what are they bring? Okay, I'm bringing my gun and my mace and this, and then at some point I've got to turn on the camera. If you get six police officers all responding at the same time, all have to remember to turn on their cameras and all getting different viewpoints. This is not an easy thing to do. It is not as simple as putting a camera on somebody. And I know what Missy is saying, and when she says it appears the city council is impotent if they don't act on this right away. Well, I couldn't have put it better about the city council at times. But I think we really got to do, you know, Kristen Schrader said, you know, what's our policy? And what is the policy? Is that part of this that we're going to work out? Or I just know as the California Highway Patrol, I'm on their Citizens Advisory Board, is having a tough time with this one, figuring out all the nuances that go with this. And they've got lots of money, lots of time, lots of IT resources to work with. They're having a problem with it. And we're throwing our police and their people into something. I just would like to think if we're going to spend $300,000 that it's well thought out. That's my argument. Okay, switching gears totally. We have our new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're starting today with a monthly meeting with Mac McCraw. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, sir. You
sure did. You sure did.
Thank
you. Okay. And he's going to come on once a month, and we're going to talk about those veterans, those events that are affecting the veterans, maybe some changes, maybe some new things that are happening to the good. And also kind of like maybe catching up on some of the events that to support veterans. I've heard so many complaints from elected officials about, oh, God, it's not my fault, I didn't know. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to try and help you guys and girls. We're going to start a web page or a page on our website that's going to have like a community calendar of all veterans events. And we're going to try and put everyone on there. We'll get everybody from CVAC and Military Order of the Purple Heart, MIAP, anybody that's got anything
going.
You should
just take my calendar.
I'll just take your calendar. Yeah, Mac, I'll take your calendar. We're going to put it over onto our site here. And if you've got a question about what might be happening, then have one of your minions just bink. Get that on there. We're going to launch that thing here as soon as we can. And part of it may be just taking your calendar.
You might have to just write out Outlook.
We've got everybody. We've got all the people that are in any type of veterans organization here. And we're just going to have them feed to us. And
right,
these things
right,
are happening.
Right.
Because there's all types of stuff. And you'd be surprised how many things are. It will also give a focal point for veterans to maybe pass some information.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm trying to expand my calendar and by reaching out more, I think, over the first couple of months as the new VSO, I've been trying to establish more contacts and networking, and it seems like there are so many organizations out here in the city, and it's just amazing. Especially today, I actually want to talk about some of those events. I have about three events that are upcoming that are pretty big that are happening, and I wanted to talk about a couple of programs. I hope that as we meet once a month like this in the first Wednesday of the month, we have a chance to get together and I can, you know, talk about some of these events, talk about some of these programs that people are very interested in. I tell you, my Outlook calendar is the great place to start.
Okay, Mac McCraw is with us, the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. But we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business right here in town. And by the way, why not support a veteran-owned business?
Exactly.
Why not do that? I mean, if you've got your choice and they're doing the same work, the same prices, why not support a veteran-owned business? And this guy's been in the business for over 20 years. We use him. And it's, and he does outstanding work. He and his people, I mean, he's got a big operation going here, Alliance Heating and Air. But Martin takes the personal touch. He knows, his integrity, trustworthiness, all of those things that you want in somebody you do business with. Well, that's Alliance Heating and Air. Why not do business with a veteran that produces and has jobs for other veterans? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Not only they are outstanding in their performance of duty, you will never be sorry that you had Alliance Heating and Air come to your house or your business. All right, our guest, Mac McCraw, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, will be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 2nd of September.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, it's Carl Bott. Good morning. It is 18 after 8 here on the 2nd of September. 66 degrees going up to 87 today. Beautiful, beautiful day today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. Let me tell you about Bastiani Arms. Started 6 years ago during this great recession that we had, and he's been a huge success. And why? He supports the community. He believes in customer support. He believes in customer service. Any type of long gun or pistol you might want, he's got ammo, shooting accessories. He's got it all. He's got a first-rate training crew there to help you with concealed carry or hunter safety, any of that stuff. Ammo, he stays up at night trying to find ammo out there in the right kind of selections to be able to bring in here to our people right here. Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur. Worked hard. He deserves you to go down there. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans. Yeah, discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. All right, I guess Mac McCraw, veteran service officer for Shasta County, and we were getting ready to talk about all these things that are happening. You know, I love breaks, though, right? Because you hear so much stuff at breaks. One of the guys wrote here said, you shouldn't put cameras on policemen. You should put cameras on city council people. See what they're doing. Okay, I thought that was kind of cute. Okay, Mac, you said there's a bunch of things happening.
Yes, let me just pick up where I left off. My calendar, again, is huge, and I think that's a part of all the organizations that are part of this Shasta County.
We've got it's more than 27 to 40. I've heard up to 40 organizations
in
Shasta County.
When you
look out there, I mean, all the VFWs, American Legion, right. Oh, gosh, you know, I mean,
there are a lot of the non-county departments as well that are out there that I've met. Just yesterday, I was at the Project Healthy Community, and it was from 9 to 3 at the Civic Center, a great thing going on there for our at-risk and homeless people. And they also were servicing veterans as well.
Of course.
And there were a lot of veterans. The Veterans Resource Center was out there. A lot of people were trying to reach out.
Veterans Resource Center, that's Brad.
That's Brad Long, very great man.
Yeah,
this
guy's doing a lot. In fact, he's they've opened a place here for some veterans.
Right.
Some homeless veterans.
Yep.
And by the way, everybody, we need some bunk beds. They're $185 a piece, including tax. So if anybody's got some money you want to come in, just bring it down here to KCNR down here with a check, and it's made out to the Veterans
Resource Center.
Made out to Veterans Resource Center, or we can give them a call, Veterans Resource Center, because they need a lot of things, but it's to house homeless veterans or veterans that are trying to make that transition back into the working world. And they're, like I said, $185 for a bunk bed. Our VFW Post 1934 is buying one set, at least one set that I know of. Okay.
But I was out there, the Project Healthy Community. It was a lot of tables out there, a lot of organizations, a lot of county members. And I went around and actually literally met each one of those tables and talked to everybody, introducing myself. Met tons of people, over 100, 150 people, representatives throughout Shasta, that all had tables downstairs and upstairs.
Wow.
So that was just one example of an event that was happening there. And speaking of events, there's a lot of events happening I'd like to talk for a few minutes about. And that's one thing is the Shasta Region Health Insurance and Counseling and Advocacy Program. It's HICAP. They're hosting a great event with all the veterans called Where VA Benefits End and Medicare Begins.
You know, that's, you know what, I saw that. And that kind of like, because, say the title again.
It's Where VA Begins and Medicare Begins. Excuse me, Where VA Benefits End and Medicare Begins.
Well, I can tell you right now that when I got the letter, when I turned that magic age and said, now you come under Medicare.
Right.
As hard as that is to imagine for a man like me.
Right.
And then everything else takes second place. So now it's Medicare, and then TRICARE is behind it. Now, for me, as with many veterans through our service, we're seen by down at the VA clinic anyway. But that automatically was $1,200 out of my pocket or more.
Yes.
For that. And a lot of people don't realize
co-pays that. Involved in that stuff,
it was
too.
Right at the beginning. As soon as you go into Medicare, They took $115 out of my paycheck every month, out of my retirement, out of my whatever it is, my Social Security, whatever it's, for that. And a lot of people don't realize that you don't, even if you've been treated by TRICARE or the VA, it switches over.
Right.
And there's a lot of little nuances with it too.
Right.
When's this class going to be?
It's going to be September 10th. That's going to be on a Thursday. And it's going to be at 9:30 to 12 p.m., and it's located at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. That's 1605 Yuba Street.
Yeah, the one right down here on Yuba Street.
Right.
And, okay.
So it's a nice little event that's going on. I mean,
Well, no, this is
another example of the communities.
That are happening.
Yep. And two more really big events is happening. It's the North Valley Stand Down that I really, really want to talk about.
Yeah,
wow.
We back that one every year. In fact, we go out there. We do a remote from
right.
there. Now, elected officials. Okay, wait a minute. I know you're listening. I know your people are out there listening. Elected officials. The veteran stand down out at the Anderson Fairgrounds, October
29th, 30th, and 31st.
Get your once you try and get out there, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. They help hundreds of people every year. Let's talk about this.
It's a community-based intervention program designed to help the nation's estimate about 200,000 homeless veterans combat who are basically living on the streets. And that's pretty...
this is a huge thing, and you haven't seen it yet because you haven't been here for...
Right. This will be my first one.
Okay, well, I tell you what. This is huge. They put up tents. They bring in a lot of things dedicated, like a chef comes in there and they feed them. We really want to do is get more things into it. This last year, we couldn't get the county out to help with driver's licenses and things like
right,
this.
Right.
Because of funding purposes, reasons. I think if the... You, as the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, needs to go into the Board of Supervisors and Larry Lees and say, hey, look, we need to pay the couple hundred dollars it's going to cost to get somebody out there.
Right.
And then, or the courts, and we figure out who that is. Because
right.
that's a big thing to be able to get their driver's licenses back, or these little minor things, you know, community
right.
serviced
right.
out. Like this, they've done that before. The other things they do with, helping with VA
yes.
And all different types of things, anything from haircuts to actually women getting their nails done.
Right.
All of this is
right.
to help them, and it has a good result. People using this as a springboard to get jobs, and they come back after having jobs to help.
Right.
There.
Yeah, I've already submitted the table request to have the facilities. My department's going to be out there for the full 3 days. And it's just great. I think it's a great way to help all the veterans, the active duty personnel, even their families, and even pets are welcome out there. So
they do. They now have facilities for people with their pets. Before, they couldn't stay because you stay overnight there for a couple of days. Now they have a place to put the pets.
Right.
And you know, so the pets are taken care of too. And I think a veterinarian comes out and takes a look at them.
Right.
So there's
a lot of credit that should go out to Tom Johnson and Dave Cockrell, AMVETS Post 1996, and the American Legion. They're part of their organizations. Tom Johnson, who's the president, and Dave Cockrell is the vice president. They're putting this together. And I was talking to Tom yesterday about the website and everything they're putting together and trying to get the word out, trying to advertise this more. And I can't stress this more about, I strongly feel, and being a 20-year veteran myself, I strongly feel that there should be no veteran without a home. It just should not exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? And people are going to call me cold and callous. Well, I don't care. Veterans should be at the top of the priorities.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying all veterans are perfect and that some of them haven't brought things on themselves.
Right.
On the other hand, there's a lot of veterans that come back and they feel they don't associate. They're disassociated with the society that they left.
And some of them are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. That's a very prevalent personality disorder that's due to the onset of doing in wartime and traumatic events
go
through.
Traumatic brain injury, these things. And we've been at war, my friends, since 2001.
Right.
I mean, people need to understand this. 14 years we've been at war. I mean, we still get people killed
right.
in Afghanistan. On a regular basis. Right. So, I mean, there's still war out there. And now with everything that's going on in the Middle East, you know, we're going to be pushing more in.
Right.
We need to take care of our veterans. And because if you don't, people see this. People see all the problems they're having in the VA.
Right.
And they're having problems now trying to recruit for the first time. The Army didn't make their numbers.
Right.
It's not just because of the economy. It's because of everything that's going on with the armed forces and the Veterans Administration. But to find homes for our veterans is so important.
Thank you. Yeah, that is so important. I mean, everybody knows what it is. It's a reoccurring event every year at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. So I hope everybody
it's a big
come
thing
out
there. And like I said, we'll be there that Friday. We'll be doing a remote from there and talking to everybody that puts this on and some of the veterans that are being helped there are ones that have been helped in the past.
Right.
It's a great time.
Let me talk about another event that's pretty okay.
We need to take a break here, and then we'll be glad to do that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Mighty Fine Foods is a family-owned business. It's a local business down there on 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista. It's got over it's got over 1,000 cold drinks, but it's got over 250 different kinds of beers. I mean, you would think that, gosh, in a place, I mean, it's really a nice, clean place. 250 different kinds of beers. Yeah, he's got beers and soft drinks and liquor and wine choices from all over the world in there. And because people say, oh, do you have this kind of beer? And he will go out and find it. I mean, I kind of like that in somebody. Plus, they've got all the charcoal, propane, anything you need for anything outdoors. And, yeah, you're saying, well, summer's running down. But it's not running down yet. We still got plenty of good times out there on the lake and other places right there. So go on down to Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated. And on Fridays, they have barbecue day. $2.99 in Deschutes, Bella Vista. All right, we'll be right back with Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, right after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning, 66 degrees out there on the 2nd of September.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabod, good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for providing the weather report. 87 today. Ooh, I heard it. You know what? I love it.
That's Marvin.
Carl's okay, dancing in the studio.
You know what? You gotta find things that make you happy. And you know, the music that you pick out, Bob, for the most part, it just makes me happy. I mean, you've thrown out some things before that Linda likes. I'm sitting there going, where did you find that? But Good job today there, Bad Bob Belongi. Good job every day, Bad Bob Belongi. No, I mean that. I mean, you've been with us from the very beginning, crawling underneath this table, connecting wires. In fact, you're the one that wrote, "Don't cut the red wire up there." That's been up there for over five, it's been up there for 6 years. Don't cut the red wire. There's a reason for that. The place explodes. Okay, again, 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, where all true men go to get their haircuts. Man's last stronghold. There. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business. Can I say that again? A veteran-owned business. That's where we should all go. Now, you can go to a salon and get your hair cut. Go to a salon and get your hair cut. They don't talk about motorcycles there. They talk about other types of things. Okay. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from Subway. And then go on down to Classic Cafe. Have your lunch or breakfast there. Millie and Kathy. Great place to go, and they, too, support our veteran community. Mac McGraw is our guest today, and he is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we've got more things that are happening. Okay, the big thing that we talked about is, of course, the stand-down, and then this other event on that's going to be where VA benefits end and Medicare begins. That's going to be September 10th, a week from tomorrow, down at the Veterans Hall. Okay?
All right, thank
what
you.
What else we
thank
got
you,
going
Carl. Well, another big event that's going on, and I want to give a shout-out to John Kleckner. He's the parade co-chairman and consultant who's
John Kleckner. Yep. Let me talk about it. You know John.
I know. I've been going to the parade
John
meetings.
John Kleckner is, you talk about a man that is devoted to taking care of veterans.
He is.
You know, I heard somebody say, oh, he's just a professional veteran. I wanted to punch their lights out, and I would have, except they were a nameless, anonymous piece of crap on the blogs. That here's a guy that cares so deeply about what happens to veterans, and he takes it personally, as many of us do. And I find myself acting like a crazed man at times. I mean, when people talk about things, I just notice that I go right back up on the step, where I've been really kind of a laid back kind of guy, but I just get really incensed when I hear some things.
Right.
John Kleckner does so much, and this man has been injured so badly in his life, you know, from his time in the service.
Yes.
It's not an easy job for John, and yet he's out there all the time.
He is. He's an instrumental part in putting together, as I said, he's the parade co-chairman, and what this event is putting together is the Northern California Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be on 7th November at 1000 hours at the Shasta Lake Shasta Dam Boulevard. And this is just a beautiful thing.
Perhaps you can happening. Pass this on to the Board of Supervisors so that maybe they can show up out there.
Yes.
You know, so they can sit there and wave and get their photos taken.
Yes. It's an event that's being advertised throughout. I'm pushing. I'm going to the parade meetings, and there's a lot of things going on. I'm actually working on doing the Air Force flyover because my background's Air Force, so I'm trying to do my petition with my forms and to Washington, and I'm working with the FAA right now trying to get the flyover done this year.
At the very least, we should be able to get a couple of Cessna 123s.
Yes.
You know, I would think something like that. You know, and then you've got also, you know, that giant flag.
Yes.
It's around that time frame. I think that you know, you've watched the one of the helicopter places around here.
Right.
That lift the flag up, and the flag's not heavy at all. But when it stretches out, the torque is unbelievable that they're doing.
Right. So, pretty excited about that event, the 7th of November California Veterans Day Parade. Again, 1000 hours at the Shasta Lake Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Yep.
I hope everybody's going to come out
there. It's a great parade. I tell you what, it's the second largest parade in California on Veterans Day. It's going to be on the 7th.
Right.
It's, you know, because we were talking about it at the VFW meeting last night. I go to that once a month. And they were, you know, talking about, I said, so when's the Veterans Day parade? Oh, it's on Veterans Day. I said, I don't think so. It's not.
It's on 7 November.
It's on 7 November. Yep. And it's a great, I mean, it's a great parade. It's got, I mean, bands and all types of floats. You see a submarine go through there, or a mini submarine, helicopter, everything right. comes there. It's a great parade.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm a disabled vet, and I've seen Mac before. And I've got a question for him. A relative of ours, whose husband died from Agent Orange causes, and he was 100% disabled. And she's being covered by the VA, and she's just getting out of the hospital. And, Chester Regional. And she's going to need some, you know, help around the house. Is that something VA, do you think, would help her at? Get some help?
Yeah, of course. Let me get into this question. I would actually be curious about the benefits and compensation that maybe that she's applied for. Agent Orange is, you know, there's a thing called presumptive claims out there, which is you don't need evidence. You just need to show that you were in country at a specific date and you're suffering from 11 ailments that are listed in our manual. So I'm not sure about where she is in that part. But
Her husband was... 100% disabled due to Agent Orange,
right,
and died.
Right. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And
hey, Jim, I think there's a program out there, and it was for veterans and maybe perhaps their spouses that gives so much money a month for upkeep. For help for them. Is that
okay?
I don't know, but I'm not sure, Mac. Is that, I know it covers veterans, you know, veterans that were in during a foreign war. In this case,
right,
it was
right.
So
right.
Would the spouses be covered by that too?
So we're talking about a case where it's sometimes you can get an enhanced like aid and attendance and stuff that can be applied.
I think that's
for
what you're talking about, right, Jim?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, she's where is she? I probably want to get you in the office and we can talk more in detail. That's probably something, because I do have a lot of questions. Maybe on the air is not the appropriate place.
Yeah, Jim, why don't you just give him a call down there?
I give you my number. It's 225-5616. Please give me a holler, Jim, and we can discuss that in greater detail. I really, really am curious about this case. We do a lot of Agent Oranges, and we also do a lot of cases where it's aid and attendance and. What we call special compensation, but a lot of questions that I'd love to answer if you could just give me a call. I'll be back in the office this morning. I'd love to talk to you.
That was 225.
225-5616. Yeah, I'd love to speak with you.
Okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot of programs out there, and I know you, and you're probably running through all these, but there's lots of programs out there to help veterans, but veterans don't know about them.
There are. There's a lot of programs, and I wish soon. I was, I believe, when I was here last time, we were talking about the Facebook page, and of course, we mentioned earlier my calendar. Those are things that I can talk about more and get out to the public. I send a lot of distribution emails to people that are veteran advocates, but I'm not sure. I often wonder if my email group is big enough.
I get yours from you, and I appreciate that, because that's another way of getting – maybe you should put the Board of Supervisors on that, too,
right.
About veterans events.
Right. And I would – yeah. And I would like to – what we're doing is recreating a public email address where you can, answer – you know, send questions in. And then also I just really wish that – and there's a lot of advocates out there that, and I know that they probably get my emails, and I wish that I could expand that and make that more larger. So I want to invite all the veterans out there and the family members. If you, in fact, want to get on my email address listing, I highly encourage you to call me at 225-5616, where I can get you on that distribution list, and I can constantly send that feed of information about the benefits and the events and the flyers. I think I got about maybe 200 people, maybe less than that in my group now, but it really, considering the size of Shasta, it needs to be a lot bigger.
We have so many veterans in this in our county. And here's the other thing, too, is that I think a lot of the veterans aren't ever reached. And so I agree with you. I think that they're out there, and we have all these different groups, like we said, like 40.
Right.
God knows how many groups are. You know, anywhere from American Legion to MOAA, Purple Heart, VFWs, AMVETS. I mean, I can't even begin to get
American
into all
Legion's
these.
American Legion's another big one.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything that we have out there, that they've got to be able to spread the word, that you get it to the leadership, and they've got to be able to pass it down,
right.
So that everybody knows, because there are too many great programs out there that veterans can take advantage of. And these are not entitlements. These are things that veterans have earned during their service. This was, hey, I'm putting my time and my life on the line here, and the country has guaranteed me this.
Right.
So I just want what was guaranteed me.
Yeah. What's justly deserved. Yeah. Right. I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay. What else we have there?
Well, let me take a break away from all these events that are happening. I'd like to discuss a couple of programs, making sure people are aware of these things. One big program that we run out of the our department at the 1855 Shasta Street location is the College Tuition Fee Waiver Program. This is one of the benefits that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office administers through the California Department of Veterans Affairs. It's a college tuition fee program for veteran dependents. It's a program that was originally enacted in 1935. This program has seen many changes over the years, but the College Fee Waiver Program benefits waives mandatory system-wide tuition and fees at the State of California Community Colleges, the California State University, or even the University of California campuses. So this program does not cover, though, books. It doesn't cover parking or room and board.
But it waives all fees.
Yes, sir.
Now, does it waive all fees? That's for dependents?
That's for dependents. There's four plans out there.
And also for the veterans themselves?
Yes, as well. Well, the veterans, it depends on what they're signing up for. There's things like the Montgomery GI Bill. Or post 9/11 that they could have signed up for while they were active duty.
Right.
This one's specifically for the dependents, though, and
well,
the four plans are out there. The main plan, the biggest one, is the child of a veteran who is totally disabled due to service-connected disabilities or whose death was officially rated as service-connected and is eligible. That's
okay.
One of the bigger plans.
Now, and this whole thing, too, is for people is that, so if you're a veteran, that your child is getting ready to go off to college.
Right.
May get there and go into a UC campus can have all their tuition waived.
Right.
So
child must be over 14 and under the age of 27 to be eligible.
There you go. So, you know, and this is a huge thing because right now, again, the VFW, we're going to pay for some books
right.
for a 100% disabled veteran's child going to San Diego State.
Right, right.
There's different programs out there. Then
right.
this thing right there means is that child would not have to pay at San Diego State.
Exactly,
right?
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful...
Pay your tuition.
Yeah, right, tuition fee waiver. So.
I wonder if they know that. Anyway, yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here. It's, about 14 minutes till 9 o'clock. Mac McCraw is my guest today. Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We got a couple other questions have come up in the chat room, too, and what we want to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cicada Cantina. Not Mexican. It's a fusion place where you can get any type of that type of food, you know, that has to do like pollo poblano or chili relleno, but it's a fusion in the sense of you have their green rice. It's made with cilantro and spices, and it's outstanding. All of this down at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Drive it. That's about all there is to it at Redding Kia during the best sales event of the summer.
Right now, it's zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit to lease a 2015 Optima LX, Forte LX, Soul Base, or 2016 Sorento LX. 0000.
It's Redding Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that beats Toyota, Honda, and Nissan all day long.
And remember, every vehicle purchase comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes. And if you've got a trade-in, Redding Kia strives to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it today at Redding Kia.
36-month lease through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit, plus tax, license, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charge. Subject to prior sale ends September 8th.
Redding Kia's Sign It and Drive It event won't last forever. Sign it and drive it today at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the 26th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already out there training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
You've got to be ready for September 27th at 1:30 for the big dock.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 27th at 1:30 p.m.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced?
Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda, Linda's working today in another location. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 2nd. Tomorrow, Tim Pappas is going to be in here talking constitutional law and the 14th Amendment. Is it true that, you know, we're going to talk anchor babies, and should they be called anchor babies, and should babies born here in the United States of illegal parents actually be a citizen of the United States? Oh, and are you a racist if you say maybe we should look at this? All of this tomorrow with Tim Pavis. Plus, Shelly Gibbs of CareNet is going to come in and talk to us from 7:15 to 8 o'clock about Planned Parenthood and the battle going on in the state between Planned Parenthood and those who offer the other choice of keeping your baby. I mean, tomorrow is going to be a day of greatness. So I implore you to come in and listen and call in this. Our guest today, Mac McCraw, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, talking about all these great programs that are happening, things to help veterans. And you've got another one here. I had no idea this was happening.
Yes, the Veterans Driver's License is taking effect soon. We have Governor Brown who signed legislation that will require the California Department of Motor Vehicles to offer special driver's license to veterans. The license will have a veteran marking indicating service in the United States Armed Forces. This new program will basically going to go into effect on Veterans Day, November 11th. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office here is going to have applications around the time of 1 November before this is all effective. So you basically, what you do is you, in order to receive the veteran driver's license, you need to visit us, our office, and complete the DMV application. You'll need a certified copy of your discharge papers, which is called the DD Form 214, showing you received an other than dishonorable discharge or that you served in the Guard or Reserve component and were mobilized.
So once you have it on your driver's license, then and now you can show that instead of having to keep all your other cards.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Wow.
It's really cool. Nice. People don't have to pull out their DD Form 214 or show people. It's like an official certified way of letting people know when they see your driver's license.
Okay, so it's not just saying, I was in the Marines. You got to show people that, hey, you got an honorable discharge.
Right,
than a disarmable.
Exactly, oh, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
So also, let me just throw in there, if you don't have a copy of your discharge papers, our department can help you order that as well.
You can do that online. It's pretty easy.
Yes, sir, you can. They're actually coming in pretty fast. I've seen the rate up to about a week and a half after being ordered.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Okay, got a question here.
Okay.
That the office is closed from 11:30 to 1.
Yes, sir. Let me give you a little history on that. When someone comes in, we have clientele that come into the office. Obviously, when you let someone in the door and you're letting them in up to 11:30, it takes a while to see that client. And What happens is if you close the doors at 12 and you saw the client, then you see the client, then you can't get the lunch until like 12:30. So what we do is we close it at 11:30, allow that last client or clients, how many ever we have in the lobby, to be seen, and that way we can break the staff for lunch. So that's
so
what's the problem.
You're not really closing at 11:30 is what you're saying.
No,
so
sir, we're not. No one's leaving at 11:30. We're seeing clients until we get them out.
So every one of your people has got clients in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can people make appointments like during lunch hour? Because here's the question. They're saying, hey, look, I work every day. Only time I get off is during lunch, and now you're closed from 11:30 to 1.
Right.
How can I get in there to see you?
We don't take appointments in the department. It's something behind the history of that where it's not feasible to see people at specific times because it creates backlog. And also sometimes clients take a lot longer than normal. So one client could take 5 or 10 minutes. The next client can take an hour. It just depends because you can never predict what is in someone's hand when they walk in your office. It could be a host of issues, everything from a compensation to widow death pension benefits. It could be so many things.
How about a staggered lunch hour?
Staggered lunch hours are a thought.
And so you have, 11:31, but I've got somebody there for walk-in only.
Right.
You know, and if somebody walks in during that time frame, at least you've got, somebody feels like, hey, look, we got walk-ins during this time frame. We need lunch.
Right.
But everybody takes turns.
Yeah.
Like you do watches.
Right. If we took turns, think about that. If we staggered that lunch, then it would actually slow down the lobby for being seen by counselors. So, because that way you don't have hints that many counselors when you've staggered the lunches.
I'm just bringing up the question.
Very good points,
Carl. If I can't get there during my lunch hour, when do I get there?
Because right, exactly.
Because you close again at 4. It goes from, 8 to 4?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll entertain that back with the staff.
I don't even know how much of a problem that is. I'm just saying this is the question that came up here.
And I tell you what, let me throw something out there. If someone literally cannot get during lunch or they only have their lunch available, I will take a special circumstance into effect, and they can call me personally and take this, and I can take this case on. And nothing in my world would please me better if I'd stay in my lunch hour and help a veteran.
Okay. This guy says if he came in at 11, they didn't let him in yesterday at 11 either.
Okay, when you go into the DMV now, the first thing you do is you go up to a window where they say, okay, and they glance at your stuff real quick and say, you need this piece of paper, you need that piece of paper, and they kind of get you starting to line up. They kind of pre-screen you before you go stand in the window in the line for 30 minutes and realize there's one piece of paper that you're missing. Wouldn't it be possible to have some kind of pre-screen, first contact point and then say, okay, you need to go back and get this, this, and this, rather than have somebody wait for an hour, sit down and be told, nope, you don't have the right paper.
Right. It's really hard because the clerical staff that are up front are called office assistants. They're not really trained and accredited to understand the dissecting of information that's needed for this client. So it would literally take training office clientele to office assistants understanding the counseling process, and that's probably not doable in our situation. We need to have that veteran sit down in our office.
And you do. So this is the bottom line is I'm just reading out of here.
Right.
But I kind of feel like this too, is that if I can't, if the only time I can get in there is during lunch hour, there's got to be a way that if you are there to service veterans, that it's...
And we work via email, too. I really, really am not shy at all about giving up my email address, and I will let people know that that's doable. All they do is got to call my department and say, hey, Mac, I need to communicate with you, and I can't get in there. It's just impossible. I want people to come to me. I do not mind whatsoever if they would approach me, call me, tell me. A lot of people out there in the community know I call them late at night and evenings, trying to reach out to everybody. So there is something doable. It is workable if it's absolutely impossible for them to come in. And also we can work via mail, sending documents. I send documents all the time. We have a lot of veterans who just cannot get out of their home and come in our department. And I call them all the time, and I throw it in the mail and give them a return envelope, and we work back and forth via mail. So there are options.
I think everybody that's here in the chat room, you need to send an email to Mac.
Yeah, and please let me get that out. I would love to get that out today. It would be mmccraw@co.shasta.ca.us. And if you could throw that to me and let me know your concerns, email me, let me know, and I promise I will talk to you. I will get back with you.
Okay. Are you still just hiring vets at the VSO?
No, we give preference to vets, but our job description states that we also hire civilians as well. We want to show that, you know, everyone has the opportunity for employment. We don't want to segregate communities away and say, well, if you're not a vet, you can't work. I really don't like that analogy. I'm a 20-year vet as well. I support everyone, but we do give preference hiring to vets, and we give them like a point system that we
do. If it comes between a vet and somebody else and they're both same qualifications, you hire the vet then?
Same qualifications across the board, yes, it would probably be the vet because that gets them up and above that person just a little bit more. But there are some well-qualified people out there that are not vets. They're certified psychologists and counselors and people who have tons of experience, even working in other veterans affairs departments that are not veterans. These people are highly qualified, so we should be able to consider them just as well as the veterans. But I will say this, we do have a hiring preference. It is highly preferred, and it says that actually in the job description.
Okay.
Highly preferred veterans.
All right, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Mac McCraw has been our guest today. Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It's not easy. You get this many veterans, and everybody's got their way of doing things. But he's going to be on once a month and to talk about these questions. And if you have questions, if you can't get in, give him a call at
225-5616.
Give him a call and ask for him. All right. Hey, tomorrow, Tim Pappas and Shelley Gibbs on tomorrow talking Planned Parenthood and constitutional law in the 14th Amendment. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Iran nuclear deal is a big step closer to being a done deal. Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon says Maryland's Barbara Mikulski is the 34th senator to pledge her support for the agreement.
Senator Mikulski's decision to back the deal gives President Obama a major foreign policy victory. He now has the votes he needs to uphold his promised veto of a bill to disapprove of the Iran nuclear agreement. In a statement, Senator Mikulski says in her words, "No deal is perfect, especially one negotiated with the Iranian regime. I have concluded that this joint comprehensive plan of action is the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb."
Secretary of State Kerry says the nuke deal
will make the United States, Israel, the Gulf states, and the world safer.
Kerry speaking in Philadelphia. Short time ago, Israel staunchly opposes the agreement. Republican opponents in Congress consider it a dangerous giveaway to the